You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences I encounter in my life and how to use experiences like that in your life to drive success and forward momentum in everything that you set your attention to. And setting attention is what I want to talk about this week. I was talking with my coach and I was talking about where I'm allocating my time and how I'm setting my attention and where my focus is on achieving the things that I want to get to. And I just started really pondering that and putting some notes down to myself. And this is the output from those notes. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is wherever you set your intentions, wherever you really place the focus in your mind and what you want to achieve is where you're going to dedicate your attention to. That if I set my mind 100%, my mind, my heart, my soul, everything that I want to a certain thing, that's going to be where my actions will start to align with. That's going to be where my attention goes. That's going to be where I create the time and make sure that I have the energy and set myself up to be able to spend time and effort on whatever that thing is. So when you're looking at how you're using your time and what your effort is going into, think about what is it that you're really focusing on. Where are your intentions? What is your goal and how are you setting that? And how are you determining in your mind what you want your focus to be? Because we control all of those things in our lives, but it's so easy to get our intentions distracted by other things. But wherever we do set our intention, that's where our attention is gonna be aligned, and that's where our focus is gonna be, and that's what we're gonna see, and that's where our actions are gonna come out as a result. And this is where it gets really crazy if you're not careful, and I'm not careful. It's so easy to lose track of what you're doing, because where our attention is, that's where our actions will go. And where we're focused, that's where we're going to dedicate that time and that energy. And where our actions go, that's where we're going to get our results from. So if your actions don't align with what you want, you're going to get whatever does align with your actions. So it's always what we do that drives the outcomes, that makes the determinations, that pushes us forward. And what we do is going to be determined by where we're putting our attention and our focus and what we're working on. But if we aren't being intentional and setting our attention on things that are important and matter to us and align with our goals, we're still going to get results. We're still going to have an outcome. You're still going to see the things out of your actions that align with your actions, but it might not be what you want. It might not be what you hope for if your actions don't align with your intention. And that's where we need to be so careful, because then once we start getting those results, we start getting something back, whatever we get out of that, that's going to become what's normal and comfortable and feels good to us. And if that's money or title or fame or fortune or success in some area of life, or failure or anything else, anything that is a possible outcome, that's going to become what feels normal to us. That's going to be the outcome that we start to expect. And that's going to be the thing that will start leading us forward naturally until we break that cycle. And changing momentum and breaking cycle is so much harder to do than maintaining momentum. So as you're going through your day, through your week this week, when you're looking at what you want to accomplish and where you are and who you are, and you're setting your attention, your intention for the day, and you are trying to determine where you're going to put and focus all of your attention and energy and effort. And when you're setting that intention in your life, make sure that it aligns with what you're trying to get to, because you're going to get something for it. You're gonna have a result. That's just the way that it works. Nothing happens for nothing. And so if you're spending your time and your energy looking to accomplish something and it doesn't align with where your goals are, you know that you're gonna get something back for that. You know that it's gonna be some return. You're gonna get back whatever a return that looks like where you're focusing your energy. But if that energy doesn't align with what you're trying to accomplish, what your real goals are, it's still going to get that return, and it becomes so easy, especially if it's a good outcome, right? Something that makes life a little bit easier, a little bit smoother, a little bit simpler. You got a pay raise at work, and yeah, that's great, but really what you want to do is do something that gets you out of your job and frees up your time and gives you the ability to work with people who can use your help, or whatever the thing is that motivates you, that if where you're focusing your attention doesn't align with your purpose, you're just going to find that you're not leaving yourself time. You're not accomplishing your purpose. You're getting somewhere, but it's not where you're trying to get to, but that is where you're focusing your energy and your attention. And that can be such a hard thing to realign the focus in life. And it's so easy to make the excuse of, well, it's only a little bit. It's only this. It's only that. And that's places where I've found myself so many times before where, hey, I got a new job. Hey, I got a promotion. Hey, I make a little bit more money. And then all of a sudden that flame inside, it just tones down just a little bit, because now I can maybe afford to go to a nicer restaurant now and then, or maybe now I can afford to drive a little bit nicer of a car, or maybe now I can pay somebody to mow the lawn for me instead of doing it by myself. And I've found myself so many times where I know that it's not where my end goal is. I know that it's not the last step for me. I know that it's not what I'm really trying to accomplish, but I've felt that sense of lack of urgency, where I just feel comfortable, and I'm not unhappy, I'm just unfulfilled. And that is such an easy and distracting place to be when we think about where our goals are and our purpose and our passion. And so that is where I encourage you to just focus your attention this week, maybe even start with today. Just make your intent. What am I really intending to do with my day? Is my intent to make it through the day and just survive? That's an intent. Is my intent to drive forward success in financial matters or in title or in something else? What is my intent for today? What is my intent for the week? Because minutes and hours and days go by so quickly. And if we're not setting intent in what we're doing, then what will end up happening is our results will align with that, and we'll feel aimless, and we'll feel lost and confused and unfulfilled by not setting an intention. And it's hard, and I know that it takes a little bit of extra focus, and it's not something that starts off as a natural sensation. It starts off feeling uncomfortable, but it's something that will really drive the best results in your life. And it has driven the best results in my life, and it's something that I still have to focus so hard on and I struggle with sometimes, but I know how important it is, and I can see the results that come when I start to focus my intention, when I make my intent known, when I, instead of just allowing the day go by, I set a plan for the day and I know what I'm working towards. And even if I don't get all the way there, even if I don't accomplish every single thing that I set my intent for, I still get some of it done. I get a little bit of work on it done. I push myself forwards in some way, and that's where my attention is, and I create a better plan for the next day as I'm thinking through it, and I create a better plan for the next day. And sometimes you slip and sometimes you fall, but with that intention in your heart and in your mind, that it brings you back around to what that thing is, that even when you slip and fall, because nobody's perfect, and even when you get through a day and you don't necessarily achieve the things that you wanted to achieve, you still have that intent inside of you that's pushing you and bringing you back and returning your focus to the things that you want to accomplish. And then you start to get a little piece of what your purpose is, and you start to catch that. It ends up becoming a part of your life. You have a little bit of that you accomplish, and that, just like if you're not focusing your attention, you get distracted. If you're focusing your attention, then you start to see that, and then your life starts to turn a little bit that way, and that becomes the natural and comfortable place for you to be, because whatever you have, whatever your comfort place is, whatever is what feels normal, becomes a little bit easier each step of the way as you go throughout your day and throughout your life. And if your actions align with your purpose and your passion, then you'll start to achieve the results that align with your purpose and your passion. And that will help keep you motivated and focused and push you every day towards achieving a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So there's no easy solution. There's no snap of the fingers that will help you to achieve, or help me to achieve, all of these things, these goals, these dreams that may seem hard or impossible or unlikely, or maybe they seem like they're right in front of you and you can just almost touch them and you can feel the energy coming from it, but you just can't quite get there. All that it takes is focusing the intention in your life. Make your intent known to yourself and to the world around you. You don't have to share it out loud, but your actions should make it apparent that where you set your intent, this is something that I will not accept failure in. This is something that I must push towards. This is my burning passion, my desire inside of me that I know will lead me to where I want to be. This is what I need to do in my life. And you set your intent and you make it known, and then your attention starts to focus on that thing. As your attention focuses on that, your actions begin to align with that focus. And then your results begin to align with the actions that you're putting in. And then you start to achieve those results, and you start to capture that thing that you're working for. And then that gives you that sense in your heart and inside of you that will push you forward to keep you doing the same thing, because what you catch is what will drive you, and that will push you forward. And that becomes the thing that will keep you going. And as the more that can align with what your purpose is, the faster you're going to get there and the easier it will be. And that's not to say that it's going to be easy, because achieving purpose and really accomplishing something great, it doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen by chance. It happens by focusing consistently until you achieve the thing that you want to achieve, and then still focus on it, or focus on whatever your next step and your next goal is. And that's really what it takes to achieve those things. And it's really that simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. To stay focused. Don't give up that focus. Don't give up that dream. When you're thinking about the things that you want to do and want to achieve and what's held you back or driven you forward, it really just needs to stay the focus of your attention. Your intent needs to be known to you especially. You're the one who needs to know. You're the one who needs to be focused on what you want to achieve in your life. You don't have to tell another soul in the world if you don't want to. You need to know, and you need to use that as your focus and your motivation and drive you forward, because you're the one who can accomplish those things in your life. You're the one who can make those changes in your life. You're the one who can take that step out of the box that makes you feel uncomfortable, but you know is the right thing for you. That's That's the person you need to convince is you. You need to make your intent known to you, and then your intention will align with whatever that intent is, and then your actions will align with where you're putting that focus, and your results will follow. Thanks for tuning in this week. I appreciate you listening to me. If you like what you heard today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's Michael J. ROTCH.com. I appreciate you. Get out there. Make your intent known to yourself. Don't be afraid to commit to yourself that you're going to do something because you can. You can accomplish it. Don't be afraid to tell yourself that and go out there and do something incredible this week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.